You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Chris Pearson, who is the executive director of the Mid-Michigan affiliate, Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Today we're going to talk about a very successful race for The Cure. Good evening, Chris. How are you?
Hi there. I am very well, actually.
Are you recovering as well?
I am. My allergies really kicked up, and we're tired, but a good tired. It's really good.
Well, that is true. If you were anywhere downtown on Sunday, you couldn't help but be overwhelmed by smiling pink. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was truly amazing, very inspiring. Not without its interesting sort of glitches, but there are ones that could be expected with the cyclone like winds that we had.
Well, and I know the huge banners that go up down there. I was picturing the canopy cabana things with the things early in the morning, thinking, oh my, I hope they're holding on tight.
Oh my, yes. We had plan A, B, C, D, and we had worst case scenario. We had tents moving, tents blowing over, all bike racks blowing over, if you can believe that, as heavy as they are. But the spirits did not blow over. Everyone was in great spirit and took everything in stride. We pulled down things that we thought weren't safe, so it made cleanup a lot easier because we took down some of those banners in advance. But we made sure that the tents were secured, so we wanted to make sure that everyone on the Capitol grounds that was participating in the race was safe.
Well, and in such a visual as well, some great pictures in the Lansing State Journal today, which were enjoyable to see either. And the crowd was astounding. You had over 6,500 people.
We did. It was absolutely incredible. The spirits were not dampened at all by the weather forecast, and our fundraising is quite far surpassing what we've done in the past. So we've gone from a high of about $358,000 to already $375,000, and we expect that will continue to grow over the next month.
Oh, my goodness.
So, in this economy.
Well, I mean, that always, and I think you and I talked about this last week when we were kind of previewing the race and what we could expect, that this community, Mid-Michigan community, man, they dig down deep
I'm personally, as a woman who lives in Delta Township in the Lansing area, I'm just so proud to be here. And we should all be proud of the community that we live in, that we have some generous friends, neighbors, corporate partners, and just some really wonderfully compassionate people who care about this disease and want to put an end to it.
What are some of the moments that just come to mind from Sunday's event for you? Whether they be funny or touching. I know the survivors gathering on the steps of the Capitol for a picture is one of those.
It really is. But anything from, the person that you've seen there that you probably don't even remember his or her name, that came up to you and gave you a hug like you were their best friend. Coach D'Antonio, who had a very moving and emotional speech on the Capitol steps, to where the coach's wives had formed a team and all came out and did a big group hug on the Capitol steps with him to show that support. Even the Lansing State Journal reporter who called me afterward and said, you know what, I have to say that this is the best reporting experience I've ever had. I've never had someone that I've interviewed come and hug me. So just everyone is so grateful and appreciative. We had a couple of guys in tuxes with pink ties working at the survivor tent. Everyone was just so appreciative, and the moving speeches on the Capitol steps by Danielle Bramer from Lake Trust Credit Union, one of our sponsors, and a survivor and her sister. It's just too many to count. But again, the spirits were amazing, and it's we're doing something really big in our community, and we should all be really proud of any role that we have in that.
Well, and I think it's also important for folks to understand, and we touched on it when you and I spoke last here on this show, 75% of the net proceeds go to local community programs, and I think that's huge for people to understand.
That is so huge, and there aren't many other organizations that can really say that. We are blessed being Komen in the way that we do things. So over this past year, we granted out into our community, our seven-county area, over $430,000. And those are programs, 11 of them, that are funding or supporting mammograms. They're supporting breast exams. They're supporting survivorship programs so that hopefully women may not be re-diagnosed, but they're supported through whatever they're going through. And the work that we're doing is not being done by anyone else. So we're filling the gaps and trying to make sure that women get the resources that they need and this disease that affects so many people.
And then the 25%, that isn't just spent. That goes to National Breast Cancer Research.
I mean, you got it. Every penny of that 25%. We don't support administration at the national level at all. And we decide what we do with it locally, but we are also funding 25% of the net proceeds fund National Breast Cancer Research. So what we like to say is we're taking care of the now, the people who need it here, in the future. Through breast cancer research. And something really exciting that I just learned on Wednesday is those research dollars, many of them like $1.4 million-ish, this year are working right here in Michigan. Four programs in Michigan have been funded by Komen National Research Grant, three of them at the University of Michigan, which is in our service area, and one of them at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit. So we've got Michigan researchers that are working on hoping to find that cure. So that's very, very exciting to us.
Well, of course it is. And the research is so important, and dollars for research. I mean, it would be great if everybody was getting together for this because no one had breast cancer anymore.
I know, absolutely. And Komen is really stepping up its game in what it's funding. So they're really looking to find better screening methods because we know mammograms are what we have, but they're not perfect. They can miss things. So they're working to find better screening tools and better treatment options that have less, really tough effects on women so that they're not quite as toxic or they don't damage other organs. And of course, they're looking for that prevention piece. You know, what they're trying to figure out what causes breast cancer so that they can figure out how to prevent it.
Lots going on, and I think we finished last time, and it bears repeating. It bears repeating every time you and I talk in the role that you and I are talking about, and that is early prevention, self-exams, anything you can do and encourage others to do that. Finding it early is always the best.
It is, and you women need to understand, and men, actually. Men can get breast cancer. Many men don't know that, but women need to start knowing what's normal for them, so they need to examine their breasts. They don't have to be, you know, paranoid or panicky about, like, missing a month. The bottom line is they just need to know what's normal so that when something changes that they know and they can go to the doctor. And that's the next thing, is they need to go get that clinical exam through their health professional. And when they're ready, they need to get a mammogram. So at 40, unless you've got a family history, so you need to talk to your doctor, you need to know your history, and you need to know what's normal for them. And if this is the biggest thing, if you don't have insurance or you don't have adequate insurance or you can't afford to get a mammogram or your deductible is too high, please call us because likely there's a program that we the community, have helped fund so that those women won't go unserved.
Well, very good. Chris, as always, congratulations on a great event, and we'll talk to you when there's the next one coming up.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Chris Pearson, who's Executive Director, Mid-Michigan Affiliate for Susan G. Komen for the Cure. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.